You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. That is us right here in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Vic and Nathan on a Football Tuesday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nate, you had a chance to sit down with some players today, right? You got some good stuff.
We certainly did, and one of the guys got to talk to was wide receiver, kick returner Travis Benjamin, battling his way back from injury. He stopped by, and I chatted with him earlier this morning.
Here with Travis Benjamin. Travis, first of all, how's everything going? How are you feeling? How's your rehab coming along?
Everything coming along good. Back in the process of back running now. Good. So I'm just halfway getting done with the process.
How excited are you to be back in the building, back getting ready to play football again here this fall?
I'm very excited knowing that I've been here the whole time doing rehab, and I've been trying to get contact with all the receivers, all the players, so we could just gel together.
Yep. How do you feel about some of the changes this offseason, the new coaches? Obviously, you excited. Is there a different feel, different vibe for you here?
Everybody excited knowing we have a young staff and the offensive coordinator and the receiver coach. Everybody's just ready to go get to work.
I know you were spending a lot of time rehabbing during the offseason. Did you get to do anything fun this offseason? What was the most fun thing you did?
I wouldn't say pretty much fun, just me coming back, healing, and coming back more strongly. I think that's the exciting part of it, knowing that I can get back and get ready for the season.
Well, you're one of those exciting players on the team. Can't wait to see you back on the field. Thank you very much, Travis.
Demonstrating there, right? I mean, he's
all about the rehab.
It's all about the rehab. It's like, hey, look, this is my career. This is my future, at least the near term here. And I want to get back to being what I am, which is explosive, dynamic, fast guy. So it's dependent upon how he recovers from this injury. And we both know, you and I have seen him in the building. We know he's been working at this pretty hard by all indications from the team. So that progress report is a good one. A lot of people have asked me about this too. But I want to ask you, do you see in Kyle Shanahan's offense room to incorporate a guy like this? Because it seems like, you know, a player who has that bubble ability, which we see in an Andrew Hawkins, you know, they're going to want to get him in a lot of space. Let's assume Nate Burleson is going to get a lot of activity, and we know Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron got to get balls thrown their way. How do we see Travis Benjamin fitting?
Well, when you go back and you look at the offenses of Kyle Shanahan, a couple things jump out at you, including his ability to use a smaller vertical guy. One guy who I want to bring up is Anthony Armstrong with the Washington Redskins, who back in 2010 averaged about 20 yards a catch, 44 catches, 871 yards, 3 touchdowns, was one of the top guys in the league in terms of pass catches over 20 yards. So he has the ability to use guys like that, even if it's a specialist. Anthony Armstrong is not a polished route runner. He is not a guy that is going to beat you with a myriad in the full NFL route tree. He was a speed guy, a smaller guy, 5'11", 183, so not that dissimilar from Travis Benjamin's size. And that's what he did. He was a vertical guy. He was able to utilize him in that way. And I think that is something where you could see some packages put together for Travis Benjamin on the outside to be that kind of guy. What's interesting is now when you look at this wide receiver group that you have here, you've got obviously Gordon. You've got Hawkins. He's locked in. You've got Burleson. And now you have Benjamin, who's a wide receiver. That's four. Greg Little is still here. That would be five. So you just wonder with the draft, if you were to draft another guy, say an Allen Robinson, who I happen to love from Penn State, or a Jordan Matthews, who I like a lot from Vanderbilt, if you were to draft one of those two guys as well, makes it a pretty interesting wide receiver group that you're going to have going forward.
And we can't forget, I know we don't forget, what Travis means to the return game.
Huge.
And the impact he's got to have there. And you would hope that, I mean, look, there's always going to be candidates in the return game, and Chris Tabor is going to do his searching. He's going to see what this team ends up with, especially from the draft. Young, speedy guys who will come into this team probably in the middle or lower rounds of this football team as they're added of the course of 10 picks. And then you're undrafted free agents. So you're going to try to get a feel for somebody. Somebody's going to be brought aboard as that speed demon, because you've got to have a backup plan, maybe a couple of backup plans for Travis Benjamin. But the hope is that he's back to what he was. And I think because of his extraordinarily spindly, skinny body. We know, unfortunately, when you're built that way, things happen like they happened for him last year, where you miss half the season because of that knee injury, just because he's smaller, and smaller guys will break in this game. So we'll see how this all comes together for him. I'm rooting for him. I know his attitude is right. And, you know, it's a difference. It's a dynamic that this football team has to have, especially when you think about Mike Pettine's philosophy too, Nathan. We should be very clear that this team will be driven on defense. We know how excited people get and want those rainbow passes and big dynamic plays to Josh Gordon. We're going to see those, but we're going to see a team that fundamentally wants to control the ball and certainly wants to play punishing defense. And the best friend of that is something that lets you flip your field and control field position, and that's your special teams.
No doubt about it. And he certainly, from talking to him, and you could hear it just then, they got the sense that he was very, very focused. And you talked about what he does in the return game. And I'd urge everybody to go to the newly designed ClevelandBrowns.com. There's a great video with special teams coordinator Chris Tabor in the film room going over exactly what Travis Benjamin brings to this team as a return specialist. Absolutely worth a look if you're a Browns fan, a football junkie, or preferably both. You can go ahead and check that out, like I said, the newly redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com. We are going to go on the blitz around the league. Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. We're going to talk the latest on the Alex Mack situation. That's coming up right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.